Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome. Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. I want to say hello and welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Glovina Show. I want to thank you for joining me. It's a pleasure and quite an honor to have you here today. It makes me happy and it makes me glad to know that you take time from your busy schedule to spend time on this podcast. And you know, today we're going to talk about some passion, priorities, and purpose. But I'm going to go back for one moment because I goofed up on something. I misspelled priorities. So just know that when you see it, I kind of caught it, but I caught it too late. So again, we're going to talk about passion, priorities, and purpose, and we're going to tie this together, hopefully, very, very nicely today. But before we even begin, I just want to just, you know, kind of share with you where I am right now. It's like God has really removed the struggle for me, and we all have struggles, especially when we are focusing on our passion, prioritizing our priorities, and then putting it in line where we can fulfill our purpose. You know, one of the things that I really want to do is to help to upbuild, I said upbuild, humanity. I really would love to, like, you know, build a dynasty, a succession of people from the same cloth of Jesus, and people who can play a prominent role in the household of faith, faith-based businesses, politics, and so many other fields. Because my focus, as many of my listeners already know, my focus is leadership, and my discipline is leadership greatness. I'm a visionary. And what I do is that, to the best of my ability, serve humanity, helping to build safe and secure nations. And I do this, my beloveds, through the development of generational servant leadership. That's really how I try to do this. I do it through various ways. I train, I coach. There are just so many ways. I also lead. So, and then my mission is to bring a new level of service to humanity that will honor the significance of all. I said of all, to honor the significance of all, because every human being has significance. And, you know, I talked a little bit once before about branding. You know, we believe often that branding means a website, a logo. But branding is everything about you or your corporation. My brand actually is, I'm a matriarch. I'm not the matriarch of my family. My aunt is actually the matriarch of our family. But I try to see myself as a matriarch of grace and greatness and bringing greatness out of others. And organizations, churches, faith-based organizations, and I really want to, please hear my heart today, I really want to raise up the next generation of great servant leaders because God has blessed me. I'm a catalyst for intelligent leadership development, and I want to bring happiness and opportunities to so many people. I try to lead in every arena that God places me. And like a woman said to me once, and it bears repeating, I blend out, not in. And I hope that we can take that stand sometimes. And we have to stand on our core values. And my core value, my brand is, I'm going to say it like this, is best understood with the acronym HONORABLE. H meaning honor, worthy of respect. I try to acknowledge all. Sometimes it's simply by saying thank you, saluting someone, and giving them honest compliments to help to just put a smile on their face and showing them honor, the O in honorable, but also to be optimistic. And the N is for no nonsense. I believe in no nonsense through hard work and service to humanity. The other O is, again, opportunity that's based on hard work. And then the R is for respect. Regardless of your race, your creed, your religion, it's based on the fact that we honor and respect humanity. Yes. And then A, accountability. I am accountable to Almighty God. I'm accountable to Yahweh to fulfill my destiny by helping you, your organization, your ministry, your business, you as an individual to get to the next dimension. I'm accountable to God for that. And then the B is for beauty of diversity through religion, through generationals, you know, through the various generations, diversity of thought, and then also leadership. The L is for leadership, and leadership being based on morality and ethics. And then finally, the E is for excellence. I'm sharing my heart with you in this podcast. I'm committed to creating a culture of empowerment that encourages, listen at this, my beloved, innovation and creativity and cutting-edge thinking. And any of you that know me, I think that you found me somewhere in that acronym of HONORABLE. I want you to know that faith-based organizations today, we need a voice. We need a voice. And who do we listen to? Yeah. So this is why today I'm choosing to just talk to us about passion, priorities, and purpose. Because we have to really learn. Sometimes it's a lesson to be learned. Some of us are already experts. Matter of fact, many of the things that I may be sharing with you, you already know. These are just reminders. These are just to urge us along, to get us to the next dimension, even in our daily walk. I'm talking about day by day, the things that we do, because so many of us have stepped into a new beginning, a new season. There's a new season in our life. So in this new season, please listen to this. We must invest our time wisely. Yeah, we must invest our time wisely. Why are you saying that, Dr. Govina? Because time is limited. Yeah. I'll ask a question. What is quality time to you? You know, we're often, I want to spend quality time with someone. I'm about quality time. What, if you can answer that question, what is quality time to me? Yeah. What are, you know, I'll say it like this. proof of quality time is this, is that you're honoring your commitments and that you're directing your energy. We're talking about what is quality time and this time that is a limited resource. It is a limited resource. Do you know people will spend anything to get more time? So where are we directing our energy? Is it being directed to our passion, our priorities, and our purpose? That's it in the nutshell. We could close the podcast down for today. Yeah, because we're at a point in our life where, for many of us, a new beginning, you've got to take back your life and your dreams, my beloved. Yeah, you've got to take back your life and your dreams. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can use this quote, I believe it was by Shakespeare. He says that time is very slow for those who wait. as a kid, you remember waiting for Christmas? Time is very slow for those who wait, and time is very fast for those who are scared. And time is very long for those who lament. Yeah. And time is very short for those who celebrate. But when it comes to love, time is eternal. Look at that. And we know that God is love. Yeah. You know, when we are looking at time, let's just look at just a short moment. Let's look at the history of time. Obviously, it is so important that so many cultures began to develop measuring devices for time. We had the hourglass. You know what the hourglass is like? Yeah, you had the sundial, candles. Some even measured time by candles. Mechanical devices were then developed. We struggle with time. With all of these measuring devices, we still struggle with time. You know, in Europe, they first put a big clock, like in the cities, upon the churches, so that they could measure time to the minute. You've been places where you've seen a big clock. I know here in Chicago, it's a famous corner. I believe it's State and Randolph or State and Washington. There's a big clock, and you could always look at that clock, and you could tell the time when you were in downtown Chicago. Some people place, time devices have even come to the point where we can sit them on our tables. You can put it on your desk. You can put a clock on your wall. There was a time when people used more frequently pocket watches. This is how important time is. Then we had our watches on our wrists. Now we basically tell time from our cell phones. This is so important, the devices that we use to measure time. But yet, didn't I say this? We still struggle with time. So how do we develop this quality time? Sometimes we do a to-do list. Mm-hmm. I know I do. I keep a to-do list. And then we begin to look at our time to accomplish long-term goals. How do we do this? We want to accomplish these goals. Why? So we can leave a legacy. But how do we measure our time so that our passion, our priorities, and our purpose is finally attuned with this limited resource called time? Making the most of every day. That's what we're saying, because we all get 24 hours. Yeah. The Bible even tells us to look at the ant. Look at the ant and how busy the ant is. Listen, let's look at this quality time. Quality time that can enrich our relationships as well as accomplish the goals that we need to accomplish. Yeah, quality time. Some of us, it's reading the Bible on a daily basis. Some of us are avid readers. Perhaps we read a couple of chapters of a book that we're reading at the time. Quality time. Doing reflections. You know, do you ask yourself questions sometimes? Wonder why is this, or why did that happen, or how did that happen? When you get those type of reflections, those type of questions, quality time is taking time to analyze that and think about it. Yeah, quality time is also saying declarations and decrees upon your life and upon the lives of your loved ones and those that you may lead. That's quality time. Yeah, saying that declaration, the power of death and life being in the tongue, and recognizing what happens when we release those words. I'll tell you another thing that is quality time. Even when you reflect upon your accomplishments, what I've done, yeah, that's quality time. That can begin to fuel your future dreams. Stick with me in this podcast on passion, priorities, and purpose. Yeah. Are we investing this limited resource wisely? We just don't spend time. You know, it's like your money. It's like you just don't spend it. Hopefully, you're spending it on what you value. And it is the same with time. Did someone grab that? Invest it in ways that profit your life, your relationships, your community, and eventually the world at large. These are not just empty words. These are some words that can help us recognize our passion, our priorities, and fuel this into our purpose. So what does quality time mean to you? What is quality time? Yeah. You know, we're at a phase, I'm going to say almost in history, where multitasking is just, oh, wow. We're multitasking. We're really. And listen, we have been kind of convinced that we can multitask at all times almost. Checking our email at the traffic, you know, while we're sitting in traffic, checking our text. Whenever our attention is divided, listen to this, my beloved. I'm talking to myself as well. It is not quality time. You know, as we talk today, there's going to be something that grabs your attention. There may be something that's said today in this podcast, this evening, wherever you are around the world. This will grab your attention because time is a limited resource. We don't get any more of it. I promise you. We don't get any more of it. It's limited. That's why it's so valuable. So whenever our attention is divided, I'm going to be so bold as to say it's not quality time. Time is a resource. Invest it in your life, your relationships, and your community. Yeah. So even as you're setting your schedule, let your values, your passion, your priorities, your purpose, and your goals, let that be how you set your schedule. I'm setting my schedule based upon what? My passion, my values, my priorities, my goals, so that it can fuel my purpose. Yeah, time is limited, my beloveds. And what is quality time to you? What is it? Yeah, quality time is about focus. That's what I'm saying. Make time also to care for others. You know, someone cared for me yesterday. I don't even know if they realized that it was such an act of kindness. But I went to church yesterday, and I didn't drive, so I was dependent upon public transportation, including Uber and taxis. I don't know if it was the time of day. There's a lot of things going on in the city right now, a lot of festivals, but I was not able to get public transportation. So I called a friend and I said, would you mind picking me up? I've just got no way to get back home. Guess what? And they said to me, you won't believe this, Glovina, but I'm actually about 4 blocks from you. I'm shopping at a health food store. I'll be right there. Quality time. That person made time to care for me. Wow. Quality time. Yeah. And sometimes, and I'm going to say it like this, this person had to be flexible to help me with my small emergency. Yeah. With that being said, save some of your best energy for your loved ones. Yes, indeed. Yeah. And then quality time in your spiritual, your spiritual world. Pray. Have those me moments. Reflection. Envisioning what tomorrow will look like. Taking time to breathe deeply. Decompressing, my beloved. Refreshing yourself. Renewing yourself. Yeah. And get in that happy zone. A happy zone for me is reading. I'm a bookworm. A happy zone for you may be journaling. A happy zone for you may be music. We're talking about passion, priorities, and purpose, and this limited resource called time. A happy zone. Music, uplifting, walking, enjoying nature. I believe it was a Catholic priest who wrote a book, and I read it many years ago. I can't think of the title now, but he said in this, and he said that when we're out in nature, the trees, the water, he said that we are feeding our soul. You may not even realize it. Just looking, and haven't you noticed? Just the change of scenery can take you to a happy zone. Walking, enjoying nature. Yeah. Begin to schedule with an eternal purpose in mind. I'll say it again, my beloved. Begin to schedule your time with an eternal purpose in mind. Look at it from an eternal perspective. What's really important? That's it. What's really important? Is it important that I check my text every 5 minutes or I'm what's really important? Your physical being is also important. Rest and refreshing your body, exercising, valuing your health. I mentioned earlier, getting out, taking a walk. How about this? Eating to live, not living to eat. Somebody said, say it again, Glovina, eating to live, not living just to eat. Quality time means spending time and feeling refreshed. Spending time with someone special, and when you leave them, you have a feeling of refreshing. Yeah. To me, quality time means investing in the lives of others while creating beautiful memories. That's quality time for me. And that's something that I shared when my children became adults. So when you have a family, create beautiful memories for them. It could be a vacation. It could be just time playing a board game, time praying with your children, teaching them how to pray. To me personally, quality time means investing in the lives of others while creating beautiful memories. Quality time. Time is limited, my beloved. Self-care is quality time. For you, it may be reading. I mentioned me time, watching movies, spending time with loved ones, praying, coming before Almighty God. Quality time. Me time. Yeah. Talking to loved ones and family on the phone, visiting family, spending time with those that are the dearest to you. Yeah, how about that? Why are we doing this and why are we looking at this on this podcast today? Because life is made up of time, and time is a limited resource. We want to be able to count each day as profitable, pursue quality in every aspect of our life. You know why? As we are walking toward the closing of this podcast, you know why it's so important? Because there's a myth out there that we can manage time. We really cannot manage time. We can't. We can manage our priorities. We can reach our purpose. Yeah, it's true. It is so true. We cannot manage time. Clocks can measure time. Yeah. I just had to say that. But what you can manage is this. We can manage by principle. I know you didn't expect me to throw that in there. We can manage by principle. Yeah. What should I be doing in order to bring forth the representation of my vision, my values, and my principles? What should I be doing right now that will enhance my passion, my priorities, and bring the purpose of God in my life to fruition? Is my time representing the vision that God has given me, the values that I stand for, and the principles? So what I'm saying is this. We have to begin to have a principle-based schedules, understanding, yeah, that if we live by our principles, it's not about control, because things do happen. We do have to learn to adjust and maintain our priorities. But we cannot manage time. But we can spend our time executing what we believe in and our principles and our values. Yeah. I know. And I know we'll have to talk about it more. Because in dealing with our schedules, you base them on your priorities. If you base them on your passion and your purpose, we'll reach those undeniable goals and that undeniable destiny that God has placed upon our life. And it's so beautiful when we can put people over things. Yeah. And when we can get to the point where we're not trying to get so much done, and when we can begin to not get urgent and important confused. I know I've said a lot in this podcast, but you can go back and listen to it. It's a matter of record. I want you to know that time is limited. Don't be afraid of that statement. Time is limited. Yes, it is. But we must take that time and use it for God's glory. I know you can do it. I've got no question. I've got no doubts about that. Begin to think about some of the things that we've talked about in this podcast. I know it's very, very serious. Invest our time in what matters most to you, your passion, your priorities, and your purpose. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the sun. I say to you today, as you walk into your new season, this is a new season for so many of us, value time and know that time is limited, that you can set your priorities where you will be able to accomplish what is most important and what will take you where God intends for you to be. Oh, I love you so much. I'm so glad that you joined me today. God bless you. And I want you to know that I love you and I'm thinking about you. And I love you more than words could ever say. Please, let's use our time wisely. Get up and get about your Father's business.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.